So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of, like, bits and pieces to that story. I mean, I think the first one is that by now, like, this is the second time Donald Trump has gotten sued.
Right.
Right. And so by now you think his campaign would know to, like, contact an artist or their representative.
Right.
So that's the first thing that I was... Of course, it's Donald Trump. I mean,
right.
Trump does what he does. And the fact is that, like, if you're in that situation, like, any press is good press.
Right.
Right. I mean, it's Donald Trump's campaign has been somewhat remarkable in the fact that, like, they've had so many things that he's said that have been so incredibly offensive, and
right.
yet it hasn't hurt his polling or his approval rating as one.
Right. Yeah.
So, you know, so you wonder how much of that was not intentional, but mm-hmm. just sort of like, I don't care, I'm just going to use whatever I want.
Yeah.
What have you.
Right.
So, with that in mind, I think for me the more interesting part of that is the dynamic between sort of Donald Trump and Michael Stipe, and what mm-hmm. Michael Stipe has said. And it was really interesting that Michael Stipe didn't really focus his comments on Donald Trump.
Right.
Like, he really gave, at least from the comments that I saw, which are probably mm-hmm. not the whole thing, very general statements about...
Right.
And in that, Michael Stipe in some ways represents the kind of frustration that is actually giving Donald Trump a lot of leg.
Yeah.
Is that you can see that Michael Stipe is just like, fucking politicians.
Yeah.
Like, fuck off. Don't use my music. Don't even, like, don't even get near me. I want nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
And there was actually a really great article in the Washington Post mm-hmm. last week where the writer said, you know, there was a political science team at the University of Colorado, maybe in February,
mm-hmm.
put together a 4-hour-long focus group where they just pulled in people and had a very, very in-depth interview with them about their expectations for 2016 and all
right.
that. And one of the things that really came out is this frustration with what's happening in Washington, and a lot of that is focused at this nebulous group called politicians.
Right.
And so I think that Michael Stipe's reaction to this really is very representative of that.
Yeah.
If you look at the way that he uses his language and who he addresses and how he addresses it.
Right.
Like, you can tell that there would be very few people running right now that Michael Stipe would be really happy to have his music associated with.
True.
I think Bernie mm-hmm. Sanders maybe, but that may be it.
Right.